Before the birth of Eagle. Grandchild, sit a while and listen. Sit while I make some tea. I see you're restless, grandchild. Restless and too busy for an old man's story. Sit and listen anyway. Many of us can recall listening to a good story being told, but then, even after the storyteller was done telling the story, sometimes we were left with the thought, what? There has got to be more to that story than that. There must be something missing. And so there is. Because before we came here, before we were born, before we were lowered from the sun, or before we were lowered from the moon, we were each of us bestowed a unique piece of shukah, of identity. And sometimes you must go looking for that piece. Sometimes a piece of our identity itself is missing. Is that what you're so busy looking for, grandchild?
Ka yakwahe agu, ka gun.
Heen, deseok.
Kluk kayani.
Ka yakwahe agu, shuganach.
Deseok, shugunach.
Kluk shuganach.
Shuganach.
Shugunach.
Shugunach.
Shugunach in the beginning. But first I will tell you an ending, because in the end, the light and dark nature of a man called Eagle was the cause of 8 generations of darkness. His emotions flooded the earth house, and maybe it is the effects of that we feel today. Maybe understanding his nature helps us understand what happened to us. And so I will tell you the ending, so you will listen more carefully to the beginning. In the beginning, a very long time ago, Father Sun and Mother Moon fell in love. It was a tremendous love, and Mother Moon's brother Earth was happy for them.
Sister, your husband makes you shine all the brighter.
Father Sun and Mother Moon had many children, and they delighted in their growing family. But in the midst of all this happiness, these two celestial beings began to notice a change in the Earth's behavior.
My darling son, I am so proud of our growing family, but do you notice my brother Earth? Why does he withdraw from us?
I have noticed, my beautiful moon. I see him withdraw more and more each child we have. I think as our family grows, so does his loneliness. He sees us loving and teaching our children, and he has no one to pass his knowledge and love to.
Ishan, he is lonely. This will not do, husband.
But what can we do?
Well, we have such purpose and responsibility in teaching our children, and I believe my brother Earth can help. We must share our children with him. He can teach them the ways of their mother's clan and find the delight we do when our children learn their heritage.
Akshawadi, you are as wise as you are beautiful.
And so it was decided Earth would share in the raising of their children, and the children would learn about their matrilineal heritage from their maternal uncle. This was good and seemed both proper and natural. So it was the time on Earth when the weather struggles to make up its mind whether to rain or to snow. A time that is cold and wet, but a new and exciting time of the year nonetheless. This became an even more special season because it was the first time this time of year ever existed. As if in anticipation of the first child of Father Sun and Mother Moon to arrive on Earth, excitement built up across the world. The sea filled with nutrients that were washed down from the mountains when the rain came. Thick schools of krill, pinfish, herring, and hooligan swarmed on the shorelines to feed on the abundance. Once the rich feed filled the bay, it seemed like everything was drawn to the shores. And in the midst of all this excitement, Eagle was lowered from the sun to his uncle.
My Eagle child!
Mother Moon and Father Sun called after their son as he was lowered to his uncle's country.
My Eagle child, your uncle's country is very different from your father's country in Dagunku, the place before your birth.
We have endowed you with skills and abilities, raised you in Dagunku with love. But in your Uncle Earth's country, you will need to strengthen your skills and abilities in order to live and thrive. Listen to your Uncle Earth. He will guide you.
The skills and abilities are inherent to your nature. It is with self-discipline and regular practice and exercise that you will strengthen them. And we know you can do that. We are proud of you, our Eagle Son.
It would be a gross understatement to describe Eagle's birth as merely hatching from his egg. It was more like he broke free, practically bursting out of his shell. Young Eagle was quick to understand who he was and where he came from. He remembered what his father and mother told him about being born with abilities, but needing to exercise his skills to strengthen them. And so he did, and Eagle most wanted to fly. Eagle was not the only egg in his nest. There were three originally, but Eagle's strength, his fierce will to live and to fly, the other eggs could not compete, and they died. And so Eagle was immediately tested in both his light and dark side. The care and keeping of young Eagle was constant.
My Eagle nephew, welcome to my country.
Uncle, Mother Moon and Father Sun told me about you. They told me your country was strange and beautiful, and I would learn and grow and fly. I wish to fly, Uncle.
You will fly, nephew. You will fly. But first you must grow. You must care for yourself and discipline your body and learn what you can from my teaching, and then you will fly.
But look at all these wonderful, curious places I can see from my nest, Uncle. I must fly! Let me fly!
I have never been an uncle before, and you have never been a nephew. And so we will both make mistakes. But listen to me, nephew. Learn from me about my country and about my house, about your mother's clan. Listen to the wisdom I have gathered over the ages just for you. And then you will fly, dear one, but you will do much more than that.
Like so many young creatures, Eagle was impatient. But he knew wisdom when he heard it and remembered his father and mother's words. And so he focused on becoming disciplined. He paid close attention when his uncle showed him his house.
You see, each of these house posts, nephew, each plank and piece of timber, each one holds a story. Each one has a purpose.
Even this one, uncle?
Yes, nephew. That piece is important and has a story.
And this one? This plank is important?
Yes. As I said, every piece is important.
What about this one? It doesn't look that important.
You are so young, Eagle. Long after you tire of questions, I will still answer the same. Yes. Even that little plank has an important role and an important story. The house cannot function well without it.
And while Eagle loved to spend time at his uncle's house, he loved their walks the most. He loved to see the mountains and the trees and the streams and the beaches. But the young eagle child's favorite time was when he could sit outside with his uncle late in the night and watch all the stars above the night sky. He wondered about their origin. The stars made him wonder about his own origin.
Uncle, where did I come from? What might happen to me? Might I touch the stars someday?
You have much to learn, young one. You ask questions that will be answered in time. But first, you must know where you are. Then you will understand where you come from and where you are going.
While Eagle loved wandering with his uncle and imagining and dreaming, when he sat in his nest and looked below him and about him, he most yearned to fly. He longed to soar above the beautiful land amongst the tall cedar. And so he cleaned his feathers and grew new ones just as his body grew. He remembered what his father taught him about discipline and strengthened himself every day. Eagle flapped his wings every day, exercising them, and felt them getting stronger and stronger. And then the trees about him began to fill with other eagles, as far as you could see. From his vantage, high atop the tallest tree, he saw ravens and crows, gulls and kittiwakes. They sailed and beat their wings and swooped down and up and feasted on the abundance of Uncle's country. Eagle was so excited, and he trained and trained. Then, one day, Eagle stood on the edge of his nest, flapped his wings, and without hesitation, leapt over the side. He spread his wings and flew. He soared, and he became who he was meant to be. Eagle continued each day to leap from his nest and wander high above the trees. Hunting and fishing came as naturally to him as his ability to fly, and Eagle Boy became an Eagle Man.
I see. This is who I was meant to be. This is who I am.
You see, grandchild, when Eagle took flight, his imagination and vision from his childhood stayed with him. And in his flight, became real. His visions became a part of his own identity and revealed his shuka. His shuka became stronger as his story continued to unfold. All his imaginings became physical. The vision. Eagle's vision began with a calm and serene scene. Bah, you didn't realize I was going to talk to you about the vision Eagle had now, did you? Like a prophecy? What, it seems like you didn't even know there was a prophecy. Grandchild, you can't let an old man get ahead of you so quick. Keep up. What was I saying? Oh, yes. As a young man, he saw himself as an actual eagle. He envisioned himself as an eagle sitting on its perch. And while he sat on his perch, he watched and admired the setting sun. And the sun slowly began to disappear below the horizon. But Eagle did not want to lose sight of the sun just yet. Eagle leapt from his perch and he began to chase the sun. He wanted to keep it in his sight for just a little while longer. But the sun began to disappear too quickly for him to keep up, and Eagle began to lose sight of the sun. All the peace, the calm, the serenity he managed to gain slipped quickly away as he grew frantic in his chase.
Wait, please, I can catch up. I can catch up to you.
Eagle tried desperately to keep the sun in sight, but he felt helpless. All he could do was watch as the sun disappeared below the horizon. Briefly, his hope was restored when he realized when he flew higher, he was able to keep the sun in sight. Even then, Eagle had difficulty keeping up.
I can't keep up.
Then Eagle tried flying even higher. Just when he was beginning to totally lose sight of the sun, his attention turned toward the stars. He looked towards Kut-Ayaniha.
Oh, there are so many stars. They are so bright up here. Is that a family of stars? Yes, yes. How close they are, almost speaking to each other. A star family there, and another over there.
The frantic desperation of Eagle's chase gave way to increasing wonder at the stars. The exquisite view of the stars now mesmerized him and held his attention as Eagle began to recognize the natural relationships the stars had to each other. Eagle saw, too, how these stars and planets related to us. And then he looked towards Earth. He soared above Earth, looking between his beloved home and the stars above. Eagle began to understand and recognize how this relationship expressed itself on Earth through the seasons. He noticed when the stars and the planets were in certain alignments, specific things happened in his uncle's country. And somehow, through his watching and wonder, Eagle began to understand the relationship to all of nature. The Earth, the Sun, the Moon, and all the stars have a special relationship to us, and they to each other. The seasons are how we can know these relationships exist. The rising and falling of the tides, the setting sun, the rising moon. Eagle experienced their relationship to us through the special rhythm their relationship held to each other and harmony they created. Just as his last thought appeared before him, Eagle became aware of some other movement behind him. As Eagle turned his head to look, he saw that it was the moon and she was passing by him very quickly. The last image Eagle recalls of this incredible vision was a panoramic view of the moon in between the sun and the earth, directly in front of him. Eagle did not realize at the time what he witnessed represented a prophecy of things to come. Ah, you seem confused. That's okay. Prophecy is difficult. In the past, special songs were composed and sung to remind us of the evolving relationships. It would help us remember the moon before giving birth. It would help us remember the joy of Mother Moon and Father Sun in their anticipation as their child was lowered into his uncle's country. If we hear that song even today, we feel content remembering the special moon of giving birth. We are reminded of the time when the seas came alive. We remember to keep in time with this rhythm. Grandchild, even if you don't understand right now, do not forget. Gee, getting so serious. Huh? Well, that's okay, too. Sometimes it is. It did for Eagle, too. As Eagle matured, so did his understanding of his vision. Eagle thought about this prophecy frequently. When he became head of the Earth House, all that he witnessed in his vision became true. It became reality. Everything from his dream became physical. And today, the Earth only partially remains veiled within the mist. All that was a thought still surrounded Eagle, but now he could reach out and touch what lay within the mist. Following Eagle's visionary experience, he became known as One Who Looks Far. He became Dekith, a tint, Ark. Eagle's story does not end here, but it does leave the story wide open for a new beginning. Flicker Woman. There is a part of me that would like to stop with the beginning. This was the beginning of Eagle. Because when Eagle took in these visions and had a perspective nobody else could, he became the head of the Earth House. And for 8 generations, everything was good. But you are smart enough to know it didn't stay that way, aren't you, grandchild? You know I have told the story of Eagle's light side, but there is also a dark side. For a long time under Eagle's leadership, there was light, kindness, love, courage. And all the things we think about when we're in a positive state of mind. And then one day, Eagle visited his in-laws, the family of who his sister married.
Sister, who is that?
I thought you might notice her. She is as kind as she is beautiful. She is Kun Shawat, Flicker Woman.
Please, sister, introduce me to her.
Eagle quickly fell in love with Flicker Woman, and in very short time, they were married. The celebration was big, and the joy seemed endless. And then Eagle took her home to the Earth House.
Husband, would you catch me a fresh salmon? The stew needs some good sockeye.
Sockeye? Don't you have half the ocean in there already?
It's good, but your brother Raven will be here to eat tonight, and he favors sockeye.
Special dishes for my brother. I wouldn't bother.
Oh, psh. Just go get me a fish.
Flicker Woman would never know when it actually began. But that very moment, something changed in Eagle. And as time passed, it grew worse.
Flicker Woman! What are you doing?
Why do you sound so angry, Eagle? We're just playing in the water on a hot day. You should come try.
Playing? You mean strutting around half naked for all the other men to see?
Husband, that is mean and unfair. I am faithful, and I'm doing no wrong here today.
You think all these men looking at you don't think there's anything wrong?
Nobody is looking at me any differently except you. Why are you so unhappy lately? Why are you getting so curt with me?
If I had a wife who listened, I wouldn't have to be so curt.
As cruel as Eagle was becoming toward Flicker Woman, after yet more time, nobody was saved his wrath. What was once a happy and trusting household was turned around into a frightened, on-edge home. All his people talked in whispers about how miserable life had become because of their leader's attitude. But while he didn't restrain himself from anyone, he still kept most of his wrath for his wife.
I'm telling you, people are so unhappy. They don't understand why you've become so cruel toward everyone.
Do you mean everyone, or do you mean you? I suppose this is just another way to tell me I should be nicer to you.
You should. But it's everybody. Everybody feels it every day. Nobody can do anything right. You punish people for the smallest things. You say cruel, unforgivable things, and it doesn't seem like you even care.
Why should I care? I'm the leader of the laziest, most careless house on this land. Should I let you all get away with it?
Please. I don't know why you think these things, and I don't... I can hardly hear myself. Can you stop carving whatever it is you're carving and talk to me? What are you even making?
You'll see very soon. You'll see that nobody else will ever try and take you again.
Nobody is trying to take me. What are you talking about?
But Eagle was beyond sense. His mind was taken with jealousy. And once jealousy gets a hold of you, its grip can be tight. And jealousy's grip on Eagle was suffocating.
What are you doing? No, no, stop!
Flicker Woman understood what Eagle was carving too late. He had been working for so long on a long cylindrical sort of canoe, but it wasn't a canoe. It was a cage.
Why are you doing this? Don't put me in there. I beg you.
Nobody will take you from me now.
Stop. Nobody is taking me. Let me out. Let me out.
You are mine forever.
Locking Flicker Woman in a box wasn't enough. He couldn't think of anyone even attempting to talk to her while he was away. So whenever Eagle was away, first he hoisted his poor caged wife up into the rafter to keep her totally away. And this is Eagle's descent into darkness. I wish I could tell you that was the worst. I mean, how much worse can you get once you've locked your own wife away from everyone in such a cruel fashion? But sometimes what you are missing from the story is the worst of it. Sometimes you're missing just how dark it got. And grandchild, we've had so much darkness in our lifetimes. I don't know if I can tell you more darkness right now. And that's why you need to know these stories. It is no coincidence or completely unexpected that we are in a position to gather up the pieces of our life and our culture today. And unfortunately, our future generations will not be immune from similar circumstances either. This too is why we must share these stories. But when we look up at the stars and recognize it is a reflection of our own nature, we can start to see how other pieces of our shuka, our identity, fit together. The stars have dark and light. They form relationships with each other, families. Maybe I will continue the story for you soon, grandchild. You should hear more of the light and the dark, and maybe you will see if Eagle's vision of the world helped him get out of the trap he put himself in. But in the meantime, look up once in a while and hold on to that piece of you reflected in the stars.